So this morning we're going to consider the importance of Easter. I think in German I sometimes say die Bedeutung von Ostern, the importance of Easter. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event in the whole of history. And we see this from many scriptures. I'll just mention briefly how we see it in that account of those two people on the road to Emmaus. In Luke 24, verse 14, we read how those two people, they talk together of all these things which had happened in Jerusalem. Those two people had no doubt have been aware of what was going on in Jerusalem, that very famous city, for many years, and they knew this was the most important thing they had ever heard of happening in Jerusalem. In fact, the death and resurrection of Jesus was the most important thing that had ever happened in Jerusalem and had ever happened in the history of the whole world. And then in verse 17, Jesus says to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Jesus knew they were thinking of this important event, and no doubt he was pleased that they could see it was important. And then in verse 18, they said to Jesus, the one who was Cleopas, answered and said to Jesus, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" Everybody in Jerusalem knew what had been happening. They all knew about this great important event that had happened, that Jesus had died, and then the news that he'd risen again. Every cleaner, every builder, every priest, every soldier, it caused a great stir in Jerusalem. People would have seen the darkness that had happened on when Jesus died on the cross. People were speaking of the injustice, the fact that Pilate didn't want Jesus to die. And then in verse 19, Jesus said to them, "What things?" So they said to Jesus, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people." So Jesus clearly had a reputation for being mighty in deed and word. So this had caused a great stir in Jerusalem. So I now want to give you why Easter is the most important event in history. The death and resurrection of Jesus is the most important event in history. Der Tod und die Auferstehung Jesus ist das wichtigste Ereignis in der Geschichte. The most important event in history. Historians have discussed many great events. Some people say the most important event in history are vaccines, Impfstoff, because vaccines, they can save us from plagues and COVID-19. Some say the most important event in history is the steam engine, Dampfmaschine, because the steam engine started the Industrial Revolution. Some people say the most important invention in the world was the smartphone. Some people say that's the worst invention in the world. But what is very clear is that the life of Jesus, that death and resurrection, has had the biggest impact on history. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, it says, "The coming of Jesus turned the world upside down. Jesus hat die Welt auf den Kopf gestellt." Turned the whole world upside down. It's interesting, isn't it? In the book of Acts, so soon after Jesus came, the world was turned upside down, within a few years of Jesus coming. But since Jesus came, the world has always been turned upside down by Christianity. Christianity causes great blessing when governments follow what the Bible teaches, but it also causes division and persecution. So Christianity always turns the world upside down. We see this in the calendar. BC, before Christ, AD, the time after Christ. Christian historians describe history with seven words. In English, they all begin with the letter C. There's firstly creation, corruption, when Adam sinned, catastrophe, the time of Noah's flood, confusion at the Tower of Babel, then Christ and the cross, and then seventhly, consummation. This defines history, the seven important events of history: creation, corruption, catastrophe, confusion, Christ, the cross, and consummation. And of those, the most important are Christ and the cross. It was a great privilege to be alive at the time of the Lord Jesus. Imagine what it was like for Mary, the mother of Jesus. She gave birth to Jesus. She was told that he would be the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. And then Mary saw Jesus preach the good news of salvation. She then saw Jesus die on the cross. But then she saw the risen Saviour. What a roller coaster of emotions for Mary. What a privilege to see the most important event in history. Similar for the disciples of Jesus, they were seeing the most important event. And so it's not surprising that Christians celebrate Easter today, the most important thing that's happened in history. In the book of Revelation, we read about the 24 elders singing about the Lamb who was slain, who has redeemed us in heaven. We will celebrate what happened at Easter time. And Easter is relevant to everyone. Osten ist für alle relevant. It's relevant to everyone. For Christians, Easter gives us hope. If Jesus rose, then we can be saved. We can rise ourselves when we die. It's not finished. We can be brought back to life. It gives us hope. But it's also relevant to non-Christians, because it should cause us to be interested in obtaining this salvation. I became a follower of the Lord Jesus when I was 19, and it certainly transformed my life for the better. I keep in touch with some of my friends who are not Christians, and I can see how they are missing something so important in life. They don't have that hope and that fulfillment in life that you have if you're a Christian. So we look at some reasons why the resurrection is the most important event in history. First of all, it was the greatest spiritual battle. Es war der größte spirituelle Kampf. And there's always been a spiritual battle between God's kingdom and the world. It started in Genesis with the temptation of Adam. But the battle became particularly intense when Jesus came. When Jesus was born, Satan was so angry he killed all those babies. In Revelation it speaks of the dragon wanting to devour the child. Satan knew that when Jesus came into the world, this was the biggest battle. That's when Satan wanted to do battle with God in the most intense way. When we think of the temptation of Jesus, Satan knew this would be the beginning of the ministry. Just before Jesus starts his ministry, Satan wants to trip him up, to tempt him, if Jesus could be tempted to sin, Satan would succeed in ruining that ministry. And of course, Satan failed to do that. But it's showing the intense battle when Jesus came into the world. And Satan wanted to kill Jesus before he could complete his ministry. Satan wanted Jesus to have a non-victorious death. There was this great, intense battle. And so it's not surprising that Satan got the religious leaders to kill Jesus. We read in verse 20 of that chapter in Luke, the two men told Jesus how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Jesus to be condemned to death and crucified. That was an incredible thing, because Pilate gave the religious leaders a get out, because Barabbas was a murderer, a really easy choice. You could have this easy choice of this terrible person, and then you can release Jesus. But even given that easy choice, the religious leaders and the rulers still wanted Jesus killed. That shows the power of that battle, the power of Satan, the way he fought against God. The cross was the crucial battle. Sometimes when we hear reports from Ukraine, you hear of a critical battle in a critical port city or the capital. Sometimes you hear a phrase, the mother of all battles. Well, the cross was the key battle in all the spiritual battles of the Bible. Isaiah 53 speaks of the bruising of the Lord Jesus on the cross. It was a bruising battle. And it's helpful to remember the reason why Easter is the most important time is because it was this intense battle. And it's important to remember that in every area of life there is a spiritual battle. In the schools there is a spiritual battle of what will be taught, what standards will be taught. The same in work, the same with our hobbies. Every hobby we can have, Satan will try to spoil. Satan spoils the good things that God creates. But a second reason why Easter is the most important event is because it was the greatest injustice. The cross was the greatest miscarriage of justice in history. Das Kreuz war der größte Justizirrtum der Geschichte. When you think Jesus was creator and king, he deserved respect. When you think that Jesus never sinned himself, how could it be possible to put him through this trial and convict him? Pilate himself said, "I find no fault in him." And I think when he said that, he didn't just mean, "I find no criminal action in Jesus," but, "I cannot fault this person. He is perfect." People knew the Lord Jesus for 30 years, but they could not fault him. The religious leaders were clever. They were very clever at arguing, but they could not fault him. And as I said, there was a great contrast between Barabbas, the murderer, and Jesus, who was perfect. It was like chalk and cheese. And it's incredible that given the choice, they still said that Jesus should be condemned to death. The greatest miscarriage of justice in history. And when you think of the betrayal of Judas, the deviousness of the religious leaders, the weakness of Pilate, it was a great injustice. It's important to remember, Jesus needed to be perfect, because only by his righteousness can we be allowed into heaven if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is a lesson here also. Don't trust the world. The world will let you down. The world promises much, But it's a devious world. So then we come to a third reason why the cross is most important event. It was the greatest miracle in history. Das größte Wunder der Geschichte. The Bible speaks of many miracles. The feeding of the 5,000. The Red Sea crossing. The animals coming into Noah's Ark. The creation of billions of stars and the earth. But the resurrection is the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle in history. Scientists who look at health and disease and death, once the brain is dead, you lose billions of connections. It's inconceivable to ever imagine bringing someone back to life. But God can do that miracle to bring people back to life. And this is unique to Christianity. No other religion has this resurrection from the dead. And so it's so encouraging that God should even resurrect his own son, having died for our sins, then for people to see Jesus risen from the dead, to give us hope and encouragement, that ultimate security and peace. We may have a bad illness, we may die very soon, but we have that peace. Then we have the greatest victory in history, der größte Sieg der Geschichte. Some battles have a famous victory. Waterloo was a famous victory over the French. Yesterday I was in London, being a tourist in London. Many streets were named after Waterloo. Waterloo Road, Waterloo Street, that was a famous battle. We saw the Tower of London, came after the Battle of 1066. I'll stick to French battles, I think. But the greatest victory in history was the cross and the victory gained by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's part of the battle going on in the whole of history. And it involved the most extreme warfare. The book of Revelation speaks of warfare, and it speaks of the Lord Jesus himself going out to war, and it speaks of victory, the victory of the cross, which is why we sing, that's why we sing, "Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou over death hast won." It's interesting how the Psalms speak of salvation through God's right arm, or his arms, and it speaks of creation in Psalm 8, creation through God's fingers, showing that the salvation of our souls is an even bigger miracle than creation itself. Fifthly, the cross is the most important event in history because it's the greatest, or gives the greatest gift in history, eternal life. Das größte Geschenk der Geschichte, ewiges Leben. The greatest gift is eternal life. Sometimes you hear of people being saved from death and they're given an extension to their life. Recently there was news of someone, a man was very ill, his heart had stopped, he was given a pig's heart and it gave him a few months to live, or several weeks. And sometimes doctors can give us a few more months or years if we have a serious illness, but the cross gives the gift of eternal life, and eternity is a long time. The Bible speaks of the greatness of the gift in 2 Corinthians, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." You cannot describe the greatness of the gift of eternal life. Peter talks of the inheritance, undefiled. Ephesians, redemption through his blood. And John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave that gift of his Son. would you not want this gift of eternal life? Sometimes you see adverts for a free gift, surprising the length some people go to get a free gift, a free lunch. But this free gift of the Bible is this unspeakable, unimaginable, unimaginably great gift. Then sickly, the cross is the greatest event because it shows us our greatest need, and it solves our biggest need. Das Kreuz ist das Wichtigste. Eignis will es unser größtes Bedürfnis löst. The world tells us we have many needs. Adverts tell us we need many clothes, many bits of technology. Yesterday we were in Piccadilly Circus in London, and they have probably the biggest advert boards in the whole country telling us we need these clothes, this perfume, these shoes. And Satan wants us to be distracted from our biggest need. Our biggest need is salvation. Our biggest need is to seek God, to repent, to be right with God. Later today, I'm going to take our visitors to see the Georg Müller Homes in Bristol. It's incredible that he came from Germany, from Halle, a very cultural city in Germany. That's where George Frederick Handel came from, known for music and scholarship. And George Müller left that. He could have had a great career in Halle, and he came to Bristol. With all respect to Bristol, it's not quite on a par with Halle. And the reason George Müller came here was because he knew the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was the most important thing that had ever happened in history. And Müller was so inspired by that, he was prepared to leave everything to come to this country to serve God and to preach the Bible. Satan hates Easter. Satan wants people to think of rabbits and Easter eggs. He doesn't want people to think of the true message of Easter. He doesn't like Easter being in the calendar. But Easter should encourage us. In fact, that whole account of the story of Emmaus should encourage us. It should encourage us that Jesus rose from the dead, encourage us that Jesus wants to be our friend, he wants to listen to us, encourage us that he can even be persuaded with us, because we read how the two persuaded Jesus to stay with them. Jesus is interested in our requests, our prayers, but most of all, it can encourage us that we too can have this salvation if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we trust in him and follow him in this life. At the beginning I said how it was a privilege for Mary to have given birth to the Saviour of the world, to see Jesus preach, to die and to rise again. And I mentioned those important events in history. It's tempting to think, well, we didn't see any of those important events. It's actually possible that we may, all of us, see Jesus coming again. And then we can say we were privileged to see a great event. So we mustn't think that something very special may not happen in our time. Jesus may come sooner than we think. So let us be encouraged by these things. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that your word gives us these accounts of that most important event in history. We read how so many people saw the risen Lord. We thank you that gives us confidence in our faith, confidence that your message is true and correct, and encourage us that Jesus did rise. And there will be this great resurrection in the future. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name.